These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending October 9th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Security researcher Sam Curry led a team that found 55 vulnerabilities in Apple's corporate network, 11 of them critical. The vulnerabilities, if exploited, would have allowed an attacker to copy private email, iCloud data, and more. Curry reported them over a three-month period, and Apple fixed them all promptly, often within hours. Apple is still processing the bug bounties, which so far total $288,500, but could reach as high as $500,000 or so. Curry's team also included Brett Burhaus, Ben Sadikapur, Samuel Erb, and Tanner Barnes. The UK House of Commons Defense Committee issued a report finding that, quote, it is clear that Huawei is strongly linked to the Chinese state and the Chinese Communist Party, despite its statements to the contrary. This is evidenced by its ownership model and the subsidies it has received. While the report warns that it should not, quote, succumb to ill-informed anti-China hysteria, end quote, it still recommends bringing forward the date by which no Huawei 5G equipment can be used in telecom networks in the UK from 2027 to 2025 if necessary. It did not find a threat to encrypted communications. A bot using OpenAI's GPT-3 language model was posting on Ask Reddit for a week before it was uncovered. The bot went under the username The Gentle Meter and posted several hundred comments. Philip Winston noticed the amount of posting, got suspicious, and posted that he thought it was using GPT-3. The developer of Philosopher AI, which runs on GPT-3, responded that The Gentle Meter was using the service. Philosopher AI does not permit automated use of its service and blocked the Reddit bot. The Gentle Meter's most popular post was a story about a colony of humans living in elevator shafts. Security researchers have combined two exploits initially developed for jailbreaking iPhones, Checkmate and Blackbird, to hack Apple's T2 security chip. The T2 is a coprocessor that also serves as a secure enclave processor to process cryptographic operations, including things like keychain passwords, touch ID, encrypted storage, and secure boot. The exploit lets a user run code inside the T2 chip during boot up to alter its behavior, gaining access to encrypted data and control of the machine. An attacker would need physical access to the Mac, then connect a specially created USB-C cable, reboot, and run the CheckRain jailbreak software during boot up. The approach works because Apple left a debugging interface open, which allows device firmware updates without authentication. The vulnerability is thought to be unpatchable, though it is detectable and can be undone. Security firm Pentest Partners discovered a vulnerability in an internet-connected chastity device called the Cellmate. The Cellmate could lock or unlock by Bluetooth using an app. However, the API did not use a password, meaning anyone could take control of the device and lock it without the ability for it to be unlocked without using something like bolt cutters or an angle grinder. The makers of Cellmate have pushed out an updated API, but have not taken down or fixed the previous one, which is still in use. Last weekend, Public Health England advised that it underreported COVID-19 infections by 15,841 cases between September 25th and October 2nd. The BBC reports that Public Health England used an automated process to combine logs from multiple commercial providers of swab test analysis. The process took the data submitted as CSV files and combined it into an Excel spreadsheet, which was saved as an XLS. It was then automatically uploaded to a central system where it could be accessed by NHS Test and Trace and other computer dashboards to report on aggregate test statistics. The problem was XLS is an obsolete file format and can only handle 65,000 rows of data, limiting the file to data on about 1,400 cases since each case had multiple rows. If the Excel file had been saved as an XLSX, which was introduced in 2007, this would not have been a problem. PHE says test subjects received the results normally. However, the cutoff date meant the contact tracers were not able to view positive results and alert other people to get tested. Finally, the U.S. Department of Justice announced it seized 92 domains linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that were used to unlawfully engage in global disinformation campaigns. These included four meant to look like legitimate news outlets. Google initially tipped off the Department of Justice about the campaign. The websites were closed for violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires foreign entities to disclose sources of information when trying to influence U.S. public opinion. Visiting the seized domains now displays an FBI notice. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.